Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Suspect in custody after alleged fraud at Wright Credit Union. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A suspect is in custody in Natrona County following a fraud investigation that includes a case in Campbell County. According to Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny, Casper Police notified deputies Wednesday that the individual is accused of committing frauds across the state. Authorities say the suspect allegedly used a Buffalo woman's identification to withdraw approximately $8,400 from Campco Federal Credit Union in Wright on April 1st. Campbell County deputies met with Campco staff as part of the investigation, and surveillance footage from the transaction has been provided to Casper Police. The investigation is ongoing. Weston County Clerk resigns after arrest on felony charges. Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock has resigned after being arrested and charged with two felony election-related offenses. According to Wildfile, Hadlock, who served as clerk for 7 years, stepped down on Thursday, just one day after her arrest, effectively canceling a civil trial that had been set for Monday to determine whether she could be removed from office for alleged misconduct. According to county officials, Hadlock submitted her resignation immediately. She was arrested Wednesday, booked into Weston County Detention Center, and later released on her own recognizance. The felony case remains ongoing. The charges stem from her handling of a 2024 general election where faulty ballots led to a significant miscount in at least two races, including one involving House Speaker Chip Nyman. Investigators allege Hadlock later filed an inaccurate post-election audit report that failed to identify errors. A subsequent review found multiple flawed ballots. Hadlock is also facing a separate misdemeanor charge for failing to comply with a legislative subpoena tied to that investigation. Her attorney says they plan to fight the criminal charges as the case moves forward. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.